This is episode 2084 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you back to day two of our series we are exploring this week. In yesterday's episode, you listened to an interview with a compassionate second grade school teacher from Kansas. And he shared ways we can be compassionate with children right now. You are going through distress as well. In fact, social, political, economic, relationship, health stresses are the most distressing situations we experience. And you're likely going through most of those, maybe even all of those situations. With children, this pandemic we're experiencing, it's not like the snow day where I used to live in Washington State. It would snow sometimes so much in the winter that our schools were closed for a couple days, and we would be so excited. We thought this was a real treat. It's like in Florida where I live, the children here have hurricane days. Well, it's not quite like that today with children who are not able to go to school. And those who are in school, it's a different situation. It's a different kind of school year. So they are experiencing great distress because they know that this is not some free time off. This is something wrong with the adult world. So with our children, we need to show them extra empathy. Because a lot of times in a situation like this, when you're distressed, and they can sense it, even though you might feel you're covering it up pretty well, children know, even older children, adult children feel distressed when they see their parents in distress. So anytime your foundation is shaken, especially in regard to the main pillars of our lifestyle, and for children, a main pillar is going to school. When this is shaken, we can emotionally crumble easily, even if we put up a good front. So take notice of children and be extra compassionate. In today's episode, I want to share with you your challenge for this week. Every week, I issue you a weekly challenge. It's a way for you to go a little more deeper into the week's theme. If you want to go even deeper into the week's theme, you can explore the 30-minute guided meditations that I share on an app I have, which is called the Sipandom Meditation App. It's Sipandom. And that is also the name of my Instagram and Facebook sites. And I like to take you a little more deeply on a journey with the social media sites. I post there daily support for each day's meditation technique that we explore here. So I try to tie it all together in a nice package for you. So your weekly challenge, which is a big part of the theme, is for you to become the rock for someone. It's for you to be the example of peace. You might wonder how you're going to do this if you're not experiencing peace. Well, it doesn't mean that you have to feel at peace. If you could simply manage your emotions in a calm way, this brings people great peace. I remember my grandfather was great at doing this. He would take a situation that was really stressful, where everyone was upset and stressed, including him, but he would handle it with such wisdom and grace. So think about ways you can manage your emotions better this week, and check in with yourself to notice how you're doing and what you need to support yourself so that you can be the rock for others. This is a valuable way to support your children. They are watching all our moves. They're reading us. They may not watch the news, or they may on their devices, but they are taking in all your nonverbal cues, the conversations you have with others where they might hear fear in your voice. They're taking all this in. So try to be the calm in the midst of the storm. So the affirmation for today, this is your meditation technique, is going to help you tune into your own inner peace. It is, peace is within me. So as you settle yourself down and get ready to meditate, begin to observe where you experience peace. And if you don't really feel so peaceful, visualize a time when you did feel peace. Maybe there's some place you go that you could imagine yourself being there right now, and you feel more at peace. And then out loud, repeat the affirmation, peace is within me. Peace is within me. Peace is within me. Peace is within me. Repeat the affirmation out loud, and then repeat it in a whisper, and then repeat it silently to yourself. And then make sure you sit in stillness, allowing these beautiful sensations you've created to support you. You are so worth slowing down for.